Okay. Pathways to joy. Today's pathway to joy.
Pathways to joy.
Hi. We have to find something in today's pathway to joy. In other words, we need to find, we lost something, we need to find it. The only thing we're missing is our heart, the Jewish heart. The heart is broken to pieces. There's no heart. And there are problems, though. What do we do with this? Helper Shovel Libi. A person is in places where he just feels he broke his heart. So what do I do now? How do I fix that? How do I repair that? So Reb Nachman said, you need to find the Nakuda. You need to find the point that relates to your heart at that moment. That's what Reb Nachman says. Hashem found Avram Avinu's heart faithful to him, for him. So that means he found every time what he needs in that instant. Reb Nachman says, you get this point by his bodhus. That's a point you get between you and yourself. By speaking with your friend, or by speaking with someone who's a little on a higher level than you. Teacher. So then you have, you get this trip three different ways. Sometimes this, sometimes that, sometimes the other thing. And when we don't have our point, we can very often feel completely, totally unable to do anything, unable to move, really, unable to get anywhere. It's another story with Tzvi Yosef Varlik that I wanted to share. That I mean, no one knew who he was. He was a special person, no one knew. And he met this non-Hasidic rabbi on his trip, who was continuing in the coach or whatever it was. He said, you know, do me a favor, can you drop off this money to my house? I don't know how much money it was. It was some money. He said, sure, no problem. Comes home, he walks to this rabbi's house, knocks on the door. No answer. Knocks on the door, no answer. Because he doesn't want to keep the money. You know. He starts looking around, he sees someone, this girl's laying on a sofa or whatever, a bed. In the front room, she says, come get the money. Window's open. She says, I'm paralyzed, I can't come. He said, you're paralyzed, paralyzed. Get up and get the money. He told her, get up, get up. Finally, she got up, got the money. No one knew how. She got up, holy cow, what happened? She told the story, told the father's story, and people started to say, wow, he's a very special, the girl was paralyzed for how long. She woke, she started to move. So, when I told the story, I thought very much of this concept. Like, we have to start to get up and move, and not to be paralyzed, not to let things hold us back. We feel that what we need to change, or what we need to achieve, is very, very big. It's a big, tall order. We have to do so much. Let's say, no, I think we'll get up and do what we need to do. We have to open the door. We have to find the Nakuda. Find the Nakuda. I want to find the Nakuda. How do I find the Nakuda? How do I do that? Well, Nassim says it depends on the time. He said most of the mitzvahs of the Torah have to do with the time. So, because you do something, or shall you do another thing? Shavuos, Pesach, each time. 3 weeks. There's different times have different bechinas and nekudas. This is the same thing. In the morning we do this, in the afternoon this. Different in yonim. That's a lot of this is finding the nekuda that have to do with me at this moment. That's also the shir shoyom. There's the shir shoyom every day. Every day is a different nekuda. That's the aliyah of the Torah that has to do with the parsha and the aliyah of each day. Also is a shachas to this day and this or and that or. So I have this aura in my heart. It's very, very hard to penetrate and get through. It's very, very difficult. This is, listen, what do you want from my life? I don't have any call. I can't do it. Oh, yeah. So you have to, you see, first thing you have to learn how to get to a place where he's always down there. Always daven. It's one of the best ways. Especially daven, a lot of prayer, a lot of asking Hashem. Help me find the nekuda has to do with my heart at this moment. Help me find a way to fix my inability to move, to go forward, to progress. Help me think about who I'm supposed to be, not be held back by whatever's holding me back. She said, the way we deal with this problem, the very first step is a very, very deep faith. So you have to have a munah, and you have to know that every second can be connected every second. We can find a way to connect our hearts to the Nikuda Lachaya. Every second, every instant, I can find a way right now to connect to Hashem Bemis. That's what Rustin explains. That's how you do it.
You're looking for a piece of your heart.
You're looking for a way into your heart, really. Heart is closed. Yes, the heart is closed. Where is my heart? I haven't swallowed. What do I do? That's how Rustin explains it.
You're like, you're going out to the field, you have to find a way.
Find your heart, yes. He said so the first thing is to know there is a way. And the second thing is to know, he says, the main way a Jewish heart has life through yearning and crying out to Hashem. That's how it's key, and that's how it's sustained. If we want to sustain our heart, we have to cry out to Hashem, we have to yearn, we have to yearn.
John, the main thing is acceptance. If I just accept where my heart is, and how it's broken, and how it's yearning, and how it's closed, and how it's open, then I can, like, you know, oh wow, this is my heart, then I can go around, like, this is broken, this is yearning, this is my heart, this is, and you start to, like, you know, be there, and serve Hashem from there.
Absolutely. Without acceptance, you can't get anywhere, for sure. But here it
opens up.
There's a story with the Kotzker. The Kotzker once pointed out, it says, these words should be on your heart. So the Kotzker said, I don't understand. Why not in your heart? And let these words be in your heart. Why on your heart? What's going to help on your heart? He said, well, your heart, it's impossible to penetrate what's around your heart. You can't possibly get in. It's like hard stone. You can't get into your heart. But you can keep things on your heart. You think about it. You talk about it. You yearn for it. And then, comes the Shabbos, it comes a particular time, it opens up a number. If it's on your heart, it goes in your heart. That's how the culture is formed. We have to be holding. I have to accept and I have to get to a place where I want, I'm yearning, and I want to know right now I can connect to Hashem. Even though forever holding me back, this second I connect to Hashem. And find out how to do that. How do I do that? How can I do that? She said, even though the heart's so yearning, filled with yearning for Hashem, there's two weaknesses. There's two big weaknesses that hold us back very much and make it very hard for us. Both of them have to do with too much fire. A person yearns for Hashem so much, he can't. So much fire, he's burning up. It's too much. He has to relax. Again, through his photo, this person has to bring himself down to a place where he can accept, like I can go the way I'm supposed to go. Not over my head, not over who I am. Not like the guy with the bear man crime. He's way beyond. He just can't take it. He's like losing it. And Fizz Abdullah, he's shouting and then faints. Wakes up in the morning. Oh, good morning, regular guy. That's not how it works. You have to find a way you have to be in a place where you can do it. So that's one. And the other one, a person is on fire for too much fire for good, brings it to the wrong fire for things that are not so good. Have to be balanced. Everything has to be balanced. Not
what does that mean?
That means like this. When I am on fire for Hashem, and it's too much, it's more than I can handle. So in little increments, maybe it's not so bad. But in big increments, it's very, very damaging. Because what's really igniting my fire now is a lot of arrogance. I want. What do you mean? This is not how Hashem made me. This is not where I am now. Too much fire. You'll take it easy. Too much. Not too much. It's got to be just right. I have to be, so it's a little difficult to balance because I have to have a fire. I have to be full of yearning and longing for Hashem, my whole self, but I can be normal also. I have to be crazy. I have to be in a place where I'm just so on fire that I can't relate to people the way I should relate to people. I can't, and it makes perfect sense. You know, I'm too taken up by it. It's too much. It's just too much. It has to be a balance. It has to be a sweet, good balance. Not a consuming fire. Even for Hashem. Not consumed. So Rav Nachman points out, he says, everything happened by too much fire. So he comes on the Nachash Chava, what does he say? He says, so you're not eating from any of these trees, right? He's overdoing it. So she overdid it less, but too much also. She said, no, we can't even touch this tree. We can eat from any tree, but we can't touch the tree. So there's a lot of touch. Sorry, no. This reboot always ruined everything. It's too much light. Too much. Too much. And a mistaken decision to take the to eat the fruit and bring it to our inside. Also, that they weren't on the level to do that. And like to the, who was it? It was the Dr. Kelm also. He's to the one on the level because there wasn't the Shem Shemaim, because they enjoyed it. You can't enjoy it. If you're doing something that's usually negative, you're trying to help someone, you can't be, you're enjoying it. You can't enjoy yelling at someone and say, oh, it's the Levi Rishma. I have to yell. No. You can't be in enjoyment. It's not the way, it's not productive. So it's all Riboyoris. Everything is too much light. And we learned a little bit the Ilan, we found out that the vessels got too much light and they broke because it's too much light. It's not supposed to be too much. It has to be balanced. Exactly that right now. This is not too much, not too little. Exactly right.
Aaron Cohen's sons.
Yes, that's what Nassim brings also this idea that they were trying for too much. Too much. One of the things he says. Too much ore. Didn't want to fall.
Too much fire. Well, I see what you said. You said arrogance.
Yeah, it's not real God. It's not really for Hashem. You're right. It's not really. Sometimes it's b'chus nefesh. That's why I said sometimes it's not so bad. It depends what I do with it. What is it coming from? What does it mean? Depends. But usually, especially long term, it doesn't work well. You can stay up all night one time and do a project or something. You can't stay up every night all night. It's just not going to work. You're going to crash. And when you crash, who knows what's going to happen? It's not good. I can't sleep with Hashem. What do you mean? Hashem made you this way. He wants you to sleep. He doesn't want you not to sleep. That's an extreme example. But it's the same thing. It's too much. This is too much. It's too much. It can be good if you do a little bit. Not too much.
At the same time, you're doing... Jewish people, it's a small number. It's not a really large number. In observant Jews, that's a smaller number. And so you're talking about a very small group of people having a fire for Hashem that they want to share with the world, but the world doesn't want it.
Yep.
So what do we do with the fire? I understand the words, but then what do we do with the fire?
It's Buddhist.
What?
That's what says Buddhists, yeah. Talk to Hashem, talk it out, and bring it to a normal level. That's what Nassim says. So you're right. Again, the word people, the word the Chirio Rav, for example, and others also, he wrote a book on Shabbos called Yikud HaShabbat. And he was so inspired about what Shabbos is that from that moment on, he couldn't sleep on Shabbos a week. He couldn't sleep. Shabbos came, and he just so couldn't sleep. But he did not sleep all week. I mean, he slept Shabbos, he didn't sleep. Okay. So that wasn't too much fire for him. But not too much fire with a guy like just crashing and who knows what he's doing. And he has no strength. He's still tired. It's the same thing. Pushing, too much pushing is not good. You have to figure out what's too much pushing and where it comes from arrogance and where it comes from a good place. That's really what it boils down to, Lamaisa. And so finding the Nakuda, when I feel down, I have to try to find what talks to me now. And some lesson says, many times, Kohel says, 28 times, time to be happy, time to be there, time for fighting, time for peace. I gotta find what do I do now to connect to Hashem. This piece, the Stifler liked it so much, it's one of the few pieces of Kutel Echus he actually brings in his book, Shivim Kokos HaNefesh. He brings this piece. 28 different times. You have to find what do I need to do now to activate myself, to connect to Hashem the way I'm supposed to connect to Hashem. What do I need to do? What do I do? What do I do? How do I find my way through? How do I get out of this maze? Who knows where I am now? I feel ashamed. I feel like my heart's broken. And that's basically the same. This aura. I can't perforate what's surrounding my heart. So what do I do? So I need, first of all, again, this is a very big way of finding my way through and calming things down. But I have to find what my mitzvah is to do. What do I need to do now? What can I do to bring Hashem into the world? That's the way. And that right away drops all the sadness. What sadness? I'm busy. I'm really busy. I have something to do. I have a purpose. And when I'm held back and I'm strong despite it, that is the biggest ticket I can possibly make. I'm being held back, I feel, who knows how I feel, broken to pieces, who knows what I broke, who knows what I didn't fulfill properly, and I say, okay, now I'm starting again. I'm not gonna let that break me, truly break me. I'm gonna be strong. Because I'm gonna be trying to connect to Hashem every second the way I'm supposed to connect to Hashem. Try to think about the Shekhinah, try to think about Shabbos, try to think about whatever I'm supposed to think about, then it's already everything comes together and we have another way of being happy, no matter what.